Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Bellator's Dara Kelly. First off, Dara, congratulations on your first professional win.
Thanks very much.
You beat Junior Morgan via submission choke on 1 minute and 47 seconds into the opening round of your fight. That couldn't have went much better for you, could it?
No, straightforward. I'm not complaining about getting in there and getting out. I would have liked to showcase a bit more of what I can do, but I'm not complaining.
And tell us, how were you feeling before the fight and the days coming up, the days and hours leading into it?
Very relaxed. I was excited. Probably the calmest I've been. And felt very much like a spar going into the cage. I thought I'd be more overwhelmed by the crowd and, you know, on the big stage. But not very calm and just excited, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, and you mentioned it there. What about that the walk to the octagon? How were you feeling in that moment? The crowd were right behind you, weren't they?
Aye, the crowd was brilliant. They made some noise when I was walking out. But I took everything in and just tried to enjoy it the best I could. And yeah, it was brilliant. There was some noise, as you say.
And tell us then a bit about that cancellation of the first fight. What were your thoughts when you were hearing that it was going to be cancelled?
Oh, disbelief. I couldn't believe it. As I said, it was 4 hours beforehand, so... I know a couple of times when the staff came up to me on the day, the last day, I was expecting bad news every time they came over to me, but thankfully it went ahead this time. So,
were you able to use that as a bit of motivation this time to get, you know, to show that you can do the job and get it done?
Yeah, well, I did use it as a bit of motivation, and also it kind of showed where his head was at. I don't think there was a fall the first time around. I think it was just mentally, he was mentally weak, and... you know, I took advantage of that as well. I let him know that I thought that, and that gave me the upper hand, I believe, as well.
Yeah, and we saw Conor McGregor around the octagon on Friday night. Did he have anything to say to you after the fight?
Yeah, well, he came in and wished me luck beforehand, and afterwards, then he just says, brilliant performance, and I got a few words at him, but basically that was it.
Now you've got your first professional win. What's next for Dara Kelly? Have you any other fights lined up, or is there a target number of fights you'd like to have before the end of the year?
I'll stay active, I hope, for 3 or 4 anyway. I think now that I've been offered a contract with Bellator, a 4-fight deal, so I think I'm going to take that, and as I said, 3 or 4 hopefully in this year under the Bellator banner. So